Now we move on to the markets. In New York City, the subprime mortgage crisis took a turn as federal investigators started pointing fingers, taking two former Bear Stearns executives into custody.
This is not about mismanagement of a hedge fund investment strategy. It is not about reckless subprime lending practices. It is about premeditated lies to investors and lenders. It's about the defendants prostituting their client trust in order to salvage their personal wealth.
The FBI says Ralph Chiaffi and Matthew Tunine, former senior hedge fund executives at Bear Stearns, criminally defrauded investors in the run-up to the subprime mortgage crisis. But there are two sides to the story.
The credit crisis took the whole financial world by surprise. Dozens of banks around the world have lost over $300 billion. Our question is, why is Ralph Chiaffi being charged in this case?
Matt Tunine is innocent. He is being made a scapegoat for a widespread market crisis, and he looks forward to his acquittal.
WNYC senior reporter Bob Henley was at the courthouse, and Bob, the U.S. attorneys say these two are criminals.
Yeah, well, I guess you have to look at the fact that what we have here may be the ultimate global house of cards. Faulty mortgage-backed securities bundled in non-transparent hedge funds domiciled in the tropical banking netherworld of the Cayman Islands. Can we be surprised?
And not only that, but they are pointing to, among those relationships that you just noted, that there's an email chain here that suggests that these two hedge fund executives were aware that there were problems with some of their funds, but did not relate that to investors.
It is a little worse than that in the sense that they actually encouraged investors, even as they spoke among themselves and their colleagues, about things going down fast. And in some cases, you know, one of the things about hedge funds is because they're not like publicly traded stocks that have some kind of level of transparency and information, it is entirely, your knowledge of it's entirely dependent on the person selling it to you. And what these gentlemen were doing, according to the indictment, was representing that they were investing more money in. Come on board. It was kind of like Amway meets Pirates of the Caribbean.
And they say, the defense attorneys, as we just heard, they say, look, this is a complicated problem, this subprime mortgage crisis. These two guys are just being scapegoated.
Right. If I'm their lawyer, what I'm going to say is, you know, these are not widows and orphans that invested in this. Often to be part of it, you had to have a lot of money laying around. You know, they had a good run in this vehicle starting back in 2003, double-digit rate of return. I think one account said 40% growth in 1 year. By 2006, returns were softening. Nothing lasts forever. Get over it. I mean, that's going to be their attitude.
Why do you think the U.S. attorneys went after these guys first, and is it a sign that of more lawsuits to or more criminal charges to be filed?
I think what we're going to see here is that because of the fact that Bear Stearns, while certainly the U.S. attorney went out of his way to say we're not charging them with the collapse of Bear Stearns, it was certainly something that set off a chain of events which shook confidence in the whole subprime hedge fund speculative bubble, which in turn resulted in Bear Stearns collapsing, and then the Federal Reserve, even up to this day, having to take the unprecedented step of spending hundreds of billions of dollars to prop up investment banks. And, you know, I mean, what is that, a couple of days in Iraq? I mean, we're talking, though, about some serious money here without much debate. And it turns out the Fed rushed in to prop up Bear Stearns, and some part of it, at least according to one part of the government, could have been an ongoing criminal enterprise.
Yeah, but it's not an open and shut case. We have about 20 seconds. The question here is going to be whether they crossed the line from reasonable talk to willful misrepresentation, right?
They're going to certainly, there will be like the Marie Antoinette moment before a jury will be when they apparently, according to the indictment, had a vodka toast that they were able to continue to attract new investors even as things were going south. I guess the question is going to be, people are going to get an insight into hedge funds they haven't had before.
Bob Henley, senior reporter for WNYC. Thank you.
Thanks.